get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the Snake Pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Okay, so Halloween is right around the corner. We are 2 days away. Dave, this is your kid's second Halloween.
Indeed.
Officially?
Yeah.
And you dressed him up as what last year? Anything since he was like 9 months old?
Well, he didn't actually trick or treat last year, but he...
Because he can't move? Or he couldn't move?
No, he was dressed up as Kaneki from Grease.
Oh, you know how he loved Grease. I remember we dressed one of our kids up.
He's a huge Grease fan.
Well, he had his mop top hair and greased it back, and he had a motorcycle jacket and jeans and a white t-shirt.
It's unbelievable the lengths that moms go to.
Yeah.
To dress up their tiny, tiny kids that have no memory of anything.
Obviously. Well, this year, it's not high concept. We're just leaning into what he loves, and he loves Bluey. So yeah. He is going to be Bluey for Halloween.
And is he understanding that he's going to walk from door to door and they're going to hand him things? Like, has that been explained at all?
No,
like,
he's not even two. He doesn't understand anything.
Have you had the talk with him about what he should be prepared for?
No, but we upgraded from stroller to wagon. So he'll have wagon for trick-or-treat.
And the thing that also gets me about the tiny, tiny kids is that all the Halloween decorations that are out in front of people's houses.
People go all in than ever before.
The only people that they scare are toddlers.
The motion sensor stuff.
All of it. It freaks out 2-year-olds. It doesn't freak out the 10-year-olds or whatever. They're laughing at it all.
Yeah.
But little tiny, especially ones that are like doing this for the first time, dude, he's going to be freaked out. He won't walk up on his own.
Yeah. Well, by the time, so we're at Fannin. So by the time I get home, I think his trick or treating career will be over.
Yeah. That was one thing that I definitely missed out on was I caught the latter part of trick or treating every year when the kids were small. And boy, what a booze fest it is too.
Especially when you're stopping off at a bar on the way home.
Well, yeah.
Not a big hurry.
Knock back about 11. Well, anyway, I have a woman that lives in my house whose birthday is the 30th, and then a man who grew up in my house whose birthday is the 31st. So we've always been a big Halloween family, like tons of decorations, things like that. This is really the first year that I remember that my wife has not gone all out Halloween, like putting stuff out on October 1st. It's very low key this year. And, you know, I think my 16-year-old is at that phase where it's like, you're too old to do the trick or treating, but I want to go do fun stuff, maybe bad things, right?
I mean, 16 is borderline. You can still trick or treat if you want to.
Dude, I think boys,
they're too cool for it.
There is no way they'd be caught dead going house to house. I don't think. I mean, I remember that age where you just did other stuff.
Yeah.
Do whatever. I'm not doing that. Stupid. It's gay. So I don't know if you guys have shown or your kids, maybe your daughter, Dave, all your kids, Bob, have consumed any Halloween movies, meaning the franchise Halloween, not movies that were released in October.
I'm going to say no. I do know they like the scary movies. I don't think they've dived into your Friday the 13th, Halloween.
Slasher movies.
Yeah, the Freddy Krueger, the Nightmare on Elm Street.
You don't think any of your boys have seen that? It'd be a good question to ask.
I guess I should find out.
Yeah, I think.
In the last year, my daughter has gotten into scary movies. She used to be terrified and wouldn't.
That's the age.
She wouldn't want to watch, but now
and it's the audience.
Yeah, now she loves them, but I don't think she goes much further back than the mid-90s, like to the original Scream franchise.
Sure. Yeah.
But she's not going to go back to the 80s and watch any of those.
Well, and the original Halloween came out famously in 1978, and it was an instant hit. It launched Jamie Lee Curtis's career. It launched really John Carpenter as a director, and it left its mark. And it left its mark. I mean, it cost nothing to make. I think it made, you know, $100 million or something like that when basically making the movie for free. It's a ridiculous premise. Do you know how many Halloween movies were spawned from the first?
Direct sequels or prequels or whatever?
Yeah.
Five?
Including the most recent ones with the P1 who rebooted the franchise.
Oh, that's right.
There's three of those, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then were there four originals, so maybe there's seven?
There are 13.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yes. There are 13 of these ridiculous movies.
What?
Halloween 1, 2, and 3. Then Halloween 3, The Season of the Witch. Halloween 4, The Return of Michael Myers. The Curse of Michael Myers. The Revenge of Michael Myers. Like, they just kept going, dude. And people kept going to see him. They all cost, you know, their budgets were all $5-6 million. They all made, you know, turned a profit. And so they kept making these ridiculous movies. And then, yes, David Gordon Green, who I don't think he's a P1, but he went to Richardson High School. And that's Danny.
Let's just claim him.
Yeah. It's Danny McBride's buddy. So they met doing Eastbound and Down. David Gordon Green was the director. They became fast friends, and now David Gordon Green and Danny McBride are brothers in crime when it comes to all these projects that they do, including Righteous Gemstones. And yeah, so they rebooted the franchise, and they did three. They acted like that there weren't 10 others, or maybe actually they acted like that there weren't 12 others. They just went
in. It was
a
direct sequel to the original one.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because they brought back Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, they brought her back, and I saw them. And
yeah, I remember watching at least the first one.
Yeah, and they were fun. You know, they were ridiculous, but they were at least fun. But the top grossing Halloween, I guess the October releases, which are all basically the horror movies. The top grossing movies, I guess I didn't realize this until I started looking into it. So, and these numbers are absolutely huge. Like Hannibal was released, I think it was released in October, but whatever the case, you know, $300-400 million. But the top grossing, Halloween released movie was It. And did you guys see It or the sequel to It?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you know that It made $700 million?
I remember it being pretty big.
Like, it made Marvel-type movie or money.
Wow.
And so this is kind of where I was leading to, though. So It came out in 2018. It Chapter 2 a year later. I think they filmed them concurrently and released them a couple of years apart. But there is a new universe, or I guess a new show in the It universe on HBO.
The prequel, Welcome to Derry?
Called Welcome to Derry. Derry is the town that It is based in. I think it's a fictional town in, you know, Stephen King land up in the Northeast somewhere. And the first episode is out. And I watched it last night. I cannot believe they got away with making this show, making this episode. It is, the first 15 minutes are so insane, and the last 15 minutes are so insane, where the thing about It is they don't care about the massacre of children. Like, that's just...
Children are just collateral damage.
I mean, dude, it's just like, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it's so, so violent. And again, it's set in 1962 in this fictional town, and it's the origin story of Pennywise the Clown and the town of Derry and why so many weird things are happening there. And they try to tie it in all together with there's like a military outpost that's investigating these weird happenings that are going on there. And you don't really know exactly what you're seeing in episode one, but you can piece it all together. Dude.
So the premise, like the evil that manifests as Pennywise, it's kind of like a locust or something. It's dormant, but then it comes out every so many years.
Yes, there's something that spawned all of this that was buried deep in inside of Derry. And you can tell that's where this is going. They're trying to figure it all out. And it's these kids that kind of discover it all because one of their friends goes missing. It's very Stranger Things, except the violence is, if the violence in Stranger Things is a 4, this is a 10. And the insanity, if Stranger Things is a 6, it's a 12.
Okay. I'm going to watch this tonight.
Nuts, dude. So just prepare yourself. And if you think that, oh, it's a little clown show and there are kids and, oh, these kids, it's like Scooby-Doo.
They're going to solve this mystery.
Yes, they are.
They're going to
love it.
Figure out what's behind that Mr. Pennywise.
You will be 5 minutes into it and your kid will be bawling his eyes out and won't sleep for 3 weeks. That is the fair warning to you. Don't let anybody under the age of 16 watch this. I'm not even joking. It's crazy.
And you're usually very laxed on ages for watching.
Yeah, you showed your kids Jaws when they were toddlers.
No, I did not.
I made them watch it.
One movie I wouldn't let them watch was Jaws. But anyway, yeah, there's a little Halloween talk as we approach the big day here 2 days away.